Medical researchers are learning more about a condition they refer to as exercise intolerance, an inability to perform strenuous activity at a level that should be normal for you. Laura Landreau, contributor to the Wall Street Journal, says while shortness of breath is often linked to heart and lung issues, the COVID-19 pandemic has shown that viruses play a role too. Laura, explain.
Well, basically, they're learning there are so many different things that contribute to people's inability to do what they used to do. And it isn't just you're getting older, you're having, you know, just less energy. There are a number of different things that can happen in your body based on, you know, things you might not feel symptoms of, but they can have a problem for exercise.
How common is this?
Well, it's becoming more common, especially, by the way, as they're finding that people who've had COVID can sometimes end up with exercise intolerance, and they're unable to do what they used to do, even though they might have had a mild case of COVID. So there are things that really, things you wouldn't even think about. You'd think, well, maybe it was in my lungs. But in fact, one of the things they're learning is that, you know, even if you didn't have lung disease or heart disease, you have remarkably reduced aerobic capacity. And the problem seems to be impaired regulation of blood flow and the inability to use oxygen efficiently. So then you end up feeling fatigued and short of breath and lightheaded, and you hyperventilate when you're exercising.
Jeez. Just as we age, when we need to be keeping this stuff up.
Right. And they think the virus might trigger an autoimmune response that causes damage to those little nerve fibers that regulate blood vessels. So there's just so many things we can't necessarily feel ourselves that are affecting our ability to exercise. And it might be something to do with your lungs, your heart. They've even discovered something in your airway, a vocal cord dysfunction it used to be called. And now they've got a more formal name for it. It's called exercise-induced laryngeal obstruction. It's a mouthful, but it's something that literally causes the airway to close when it shouldn't when you're trying to breathe heavily.
It's fascinating. We're speaking with Laura Landreau, former assistant managing editor at the Wall Street Journal, who now contributes. Her piece is called "Why Am I So Tired After Working Out? It Could Be Exercise Intolerance." So how do you know the difference between that and, say, asthma?
Well, that's what's interesting. There's also asthma-induced exercise intolerance, where you only have asthma symptoms when you exercise. And if you have asthma, you can also have, you know, this other vocal cord problem, and you can also have airway obstruction. So I think the most interesting thing, though, of course, is there are a lot of more expertise than they used to have in this, and there are doctors that can do something called invasive testing, where it isn't just getting you on a treadmill to see what happens. They're actually putting catheters and tubes with little cameras up through your nose or down through your throat, and they can actually do this while you're on a treadmill running, and they can look at a camera and see what's happening in there.
All right, so if you reference these tests, but this is really the way to get that right diagnosis, which is so key to this.
Yes, absolutely. You know, there's a very interesting doctor that I spoke to at Denver's National Jewish Health, and he runs, Dr. Todd Olin runs, he's the director of the Exercise and Performance Breathing Center. So they have a whole center devoted to this. And, you know, it does seem kind of invasive. The word invasive is correct. They're sticking a tube up your nose. But he can actually look at what's going on in there. So, for example, he was with one patient who I spoke to. He did this, and she was able to also watch her own vocal cords opening and closing and sort of looking at all this on a screen so she could understand what was happening to her.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Landreau, contributor to The Wall Street Journal.